Nina and I decided to create a set of test cards specifically for children, based on pictures we cut out of magazines in the clinic waiting room. Our first study compared 12 6 to 11-year-olds at the children's clinic with a group of children from a nearby school who matched them as closely as possible in age, race, intelligence, and family constellation. What differentiated our patients was the abuse they had suffered within their families. They included a boy who was severely bruised from repeated beatings by his mother, a girl whose father had molested her at the age of 4, two boys who had been repeatedly tied to a chair and whipped, and a girl who, at the age of 5, had seen her mother, a prostitute, raped, dismembered, burned, and put into the trunk of a car. The mother's pimp was suspected of sexually abusing the girl. The children in our control group also lived in poverty in a depressed area of Boston where they regularly witnessed shocking violence. While the study was being conducted, one boy at their school threw gasoline at a classmate and set him on fire. Another boy was caught in crossfire while walking to school with his father and a friend. He was wounded in the groin, and his friend was killed. Given their exposure to such a high baseline level of violence, would their responses to the cards differ from those of the hospitalized children? One of our cards depicted a family scene. Two smiling kids watching Dad repair a car. Every child who looked at it commented on the danger to the man lying underneath the vehicle. While the control children told stories with benign endings, the car would get fixed and maybe Dad and the kids would drive to McDonald's, the traumatized kids came up with gruesome tales. One girl said that the little girl in the picture was about to smash in her father's skull with a hammer. A 9-year-old boy who had been severely physically abused told an elaborate story about how the boy in the picture kicked away the jack so that the car mangled his father's body and his blood spurted all over the garage. As they told us these stories, our patients got very excited and disorganized. We had to take considerable time out at the water cooler and going for walks before we could show them the next card. It was little wonder that almost all of them had been diagnosed with ADHD, and most were on Ritalin, though the drug certainly didn't seem to dampen their arousal in this situation. The abused kids gave similar responses to a seemingly innocuous picture of a pregnant woman silhouetted against a window. When we showed it to the 7-year-old girl, who'd been sexually abused at age 4, she talked about penises and vaginas and repeatedly asked Nina questions like, "How many people have you humped?"